Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful, amazing planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. I am your co-host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, coming to you live from my beautiful studio in Seattle, Washington, a rainy Pacific Northwest today. And we're going to be spending the next 45 minutes talking about the awakening man and some tips to help those men out there that are maybe just awakening or been on the awoke road for some time, or those that have no idea what I'm talking about. It's going to be mutual beneficial for not only just our men listeners, but also our women listeners, our global Inspired Living Radio listeners all around the world. Thank you so much for hanging out with the live show. I'm going to be taking your call in the second half of the show. We're going to be doing one break today, and in the second half of the hour, we will be taking a callers based on today's topic, which is the awakening man. And I'm going to be talking in more detail about that. If you do want to call in, the number to call is 1-202-570-7057. Chris, our producer, will put you in the waiting room. And again, for today's topic, which is the awakening man. So if you want to talk to me live and talk about the spiritual process, the spiritual awakening, it can be quite a journey. I always say that the spiritual awakening and the journey is not always rainbows and unicorns and kitty cats and cupcakes. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more. But if you do want to work with me directly, you can visit marklanehart.com. You can internet search the Intuitive Prospector. You can find me here most Wisdom Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living Radio. And you can catch me every Monday morning for Metaphysical Mocha Mondays through my Facebook Live platform, also my YouTube channel and soon to be Instagram channel, where it's a morning show of inspirational messages for the week ahead. If you do miss the live broadcast, which is broadcasting right now all around the globe on our internet radio, you can always catch our encore shows, whether that's iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Podbean, marklanehart.com, lovefirst.info. And that lovefirst.info is the link for my co-host, Kim Falcon, founder of Love First, who is currently on the road and will be off this next month as she makes her way back to her home on the West Coast in Encino, California. She's no longer in Richmond. She was in Richmond, Virginia for a couple years, and she's moving back to the West Coast. So we wish her a safe journey as she makes her way back across the states, and we'll be back on the air, I think, sometime in August, I believe. So if you want to subscribe to our playlist, like I said, you can look for the Intuitive Prospector. You can look for Inspired Living Radio. We have about 180 podcasts now with our fourth season of Inspired Living Radio on iTunes. So make sure to check that out. And if you're on Instagram, follow us on Instagram at Inspired for Us. It is a great way to keep up with the show topics that we're going to be discussing. We like to say that you are the inspired and the inspiration. That is our tagline. And if you want to follow us on the social media platforms, you can visit us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio. It is a closed community of global listeners, so ask to join that community. You can, again, find us on Instagram under Inspired for Us, and also Twitter under Inspired for Us. Those are our three main platforms. And again, if you do miss the live show, which is streaming right now, you can always catch it on the archives channel of Om Times Radio as well. So let's get started. Let's talk about the Awakening Man process, what that looks like, why I even came up with this topic. And again, if you have questions for me, please post them on the closed Facebook page. I am monitoring that page right now. And again, if you want to call in, the number to call in at the second half of the hour is 1-202-570-7057. That is the OM Times Radio call-in line. So the Awakening Man process, what is that? Last month I was locally here an event called the Divine Masculine. And the last month of June, we took a real close look at what it means to be a man in today's society, what it means to be a man dealing with everyday issues, whether it's career, relationships, how we interface with our external environment. And a lot of times when I go through these journeys, there's a sense of vulnerability with it, but I think that there's strength in vulnerability. And last month, you know, hanging with, a few of my fellow practitioners, where I am affiliated, called Inner Alchemy here in West Seattle, it was very eye-opening for me about how I need to still continue to transform and grow. And, you know, they always say you don't get to the butterfly from the caterpillar phase until you go through the cocoon phase. And that cocoon phase can really be the struggle, the spiritual struggle, as I like to call it. It's the process of sharpening your wings in that cocoon phase. And if you think about it for a sec, a lot of the concepts is really about getting your transformation or your insides ripped out. I think of a small seedling, if you will, and a seed literally has to have its insides ripped out so it can plant roots. And as the roots grow over time and patience, and that's going to be a big thing I'll be talking about today as well, is time and patience. Patience for your journey, patience for the unfoldment, patience for the transformation. And it's through that cocoon phase, that struggle, that the wings are sharpened, that allows you to become that butterfly, or it allows that seedling that's been completely disrupted and opened up to plant its roots and grow into something bigger than itself, to be a small seedling to a majestic redwood tree. I'm thinking of the redwood forests in California. And that took a lot of time, but through that, you become something bigger than yourself. You're connected to the planet. You're connected to your community. You're also benefiting, you know, I think of the trees as very symbiotic to our relationship, because they take a lot of our carbon dioxide that we breathe out, and they turn that into oxygen, which we need as humans to breathe in. So there's really a really strong symbiotic relationship between Mother Nature, the planet, trees, plants, and humans. And, you know, we have to allow that time to unfold. And again, today's message on the Awakening Man is give yourself time, give yourself patience. You're right where you need to be. One of the quotes that I want to open up the show with is from Marcus Aurelius, a very wise, enlightened gentleman from history past. And he says, stop whatever you're doing for a moment and ask yourself, am I afraid of death because I won't be able to do this anymore? Stop whatever you're doing for a moment and ask yourself, am I afraid of death because I won't be able to do this anymore? And that's by Marcus Aurelius. And when you start to think about your own journey, whether man or woman, the awakening process, the awareness process really starts to kick in. And again, it's the path of awakening is not about becoming who you are. Rather, it is about unbecoming who you are not. Let me say that again. The path of awakening, the awakening man or the awakening woman, is not about becoming who you are. Rather, it is about unbecoming who you are not. So I'll let that sit for a second and see if that resonates. But let's move into the magic of the moment and talk about a few things from a man's perspective today of what it means to be the awakened man. So if you would, take a nice deep breath with me. Move into the magic of the moment. And let's have a spiritual chat, a spiritual conversation on the awakened man. For my journey, I go back several years now. I've been doing radio for 5+ years, I guess, and my shows and doing readings, and never ever thought that I would be in this position to be talking to you today, whether through it's a radio show, whether it's through my YouTube show or my Facebook show, my newsletter, coming to my studio, doing an online reading, a phone reading, never imagined that I would be in this journey. But it was several years ago that I had an unfoldment process through trauma and tragedy of losing my brothers, one to murder, one to brain cancer, all within a 3-day span, my father-in-law to MS, my grandma, who I was very, very close with, my real father to throat cancer. And I started to see all these people that I love, my fur babies that I've, you know, my cats that I've had, my dogs that I've had. And I started to realize that, you know, this death and dying concept that we're so fearful of, we don't need to be fearful of, because it's just a next step. And so for me, in my journey, in my what I call a soul adventure, and just kind of being open with you today and vulnerable with my background, is, you know, there was a lot of time and patience to get to this point that I'm talking to you today. And that unfoldment process, that transformational process, that literally of the deliquifying of the caterpillar to become the butterfly that I am today, to have a different perspective, a higher perspective, and to have wings to fly. It didn't happen overnight, and there was a lot of counseling. There was a lot of breathing. There was a lot of yelling. There was a lot of maybe hitting the punching bag a few times just to kind of get that energy out, the frustrations, the whys. You know, why is this happening? Why do bad things happen to good people? All that rational thinking. And what had happened was a few years ago, and actually I work – my day job, I work for the federal government in healthcare inspections, and a really great boss and colleague and friend to me said, hey, why don't you just take this assessment to kind of get an understanding of who you are? And, you know, for you guys out there, sometimes you're like, oh, I already know who I am. But I find that to be not the case, that we really don't know who we are. And it's through these soul adventures, these transformations, and the awakening process, the spiritual awakening, if you want to call that, whether you're religious or not religious. I was raised Catholic in the Catholicism, but I don't follow that religion, and that's fine. But for me, the spiritual opening is really following the message, not following the person that's telling the message, but literally more of telling and following the message itself. And my my friend had me take the Myers-Briggs type indicator. So if you're familiar with the Myers-Briggs, it's really about answering the questions open and honestly. And if you don't answer the questions open and honestly, you're not going to get the correct feedback for who you are. If I always recommend to people, whether you take a DISC survey on yourself or you take the Myers-Briggs survey on yourself, really answer the questions 100% open, honest, and be vulnerable about it, because it's going to tell you who you are. And I was actually quite surprised at the findings of taking this test, and I thank her today for pointing me and helping me to prospect down this journey, because I started to realize why I came into this world and why I'm here today. And I'm known as what's called an ENFP, and I'll break that down. The E stands for extroversion, the N stands for intuition, the F stands for feeling, and the P stands for perceiving. And it's also, for those of you that are listening, it's known as the inspirer. And I had to sit with that for a while going, what the heck does the inspirer even look like? What does that mean? And it was also through this process that I started to discover my spiritual practice called the Intuitive Prospector, where I say it's spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold, because I realize that everybody's looking for something different. But if you put in the hard work and the dedication and the discipline and the time and the patience to do so, it really can open you up and find that piece of gold, just like a prospector out there, dirty, sweaty, smelly, looking, prospecting and digging and finally finding that gold. It's worth the effort, and it changes everything. And so for me, becoming the inspirer, if you will, knowing that I'm very extroverted, but I also have used my intuition a lot, and I feel, which was surprising to me, and I have a perception about things. And that perception comes from what I was saying earlier about the butterfly, that when you're at the caterpillar level, you have a different perspective. You go through the transformation, the awareness, the awakening process, you become the butterfly, and it's like that 30,000 foot perspective looking down. You have different perspectives. And so for me, that's when I really started to move into my authentic self, my higher self, and really embrace the gifts that were given to me through the tragedies, that transformations that brought me to the triumph to be here today talking with you. So as we're in the magic of the moment, I always think it's important on the awakening process of the awakening man to take an assessment and look at yourself and answer the questions openly and honestly and see what kind of report you get back. You know, because the awakening man is, for me, it really is a it's really about the process of, oh, how do I want to say this? It's about moving from the outside in. not necessarily looking at the outside for your answers, but more on the inside of finding what's right for you. I was told by one of my first mentors that the only way out is in. And I didn't understand what that meant. Or the only way out is through. And if that's through your soul, that's through your energy, that's through your own personal soul adventure that you're here having right now, listening to this show or wherever you're at in the world. And for me, I had to sit with that for a couple years and get the deeper understanding that a lot of the work that I do today, whether it's psychic, whether it's metaphysical teaching, whether it's a medium, it brings a lot of healing and connection for my soul and my journey. And that's what the awakening man starts to become. So you've got some universal laws, some natural laws that I started to look at because for you listeners out there and any skeptics, I always say it's healthy to be skeptical of the work that I do because a lot of what I do is pseudoscience. It's not – you can't disprove it, but you can't prove some of it as well because it's more of a feeling or emotion based on you. I always describe what I do very much like the wind. We see the effects of the wind on trees and plants and around us, but we don't actually see the wind with our physical eye. And a lot of the metaphysical world, the spiritual world, the etheric world, mediumship, psychic, it's based on that energy. It's based on the unseen world. It's based on your intuition. And when you start to have awareness and you start to have the awakening process, that's where things really start to unfold. And it really is the only way out is in. So again, that path of awakening is not about becoming who you are from an external standpoint, being, you know, on TV or have a book, be famous. That's external stuff. The awakening process is rather about becoming who you are not. And that's what I want to share with you today on The Awakening Man, being vulnerable and sharing with you the fact that I became someone that I didn't think I was and moved into that. You know, I have a very logical mind. I have a very analytical mind, a very logical, critical thinking. I was in the Coast Guard for 8 years. I was a firefighter for 13 years before I retired. And in that role, you don't have time to really move into the right hemisphere of the creativity, the psychic awareness, the meditations. And you're more into, you know, being called to other people's tragedies and being able to think under pressure and be able to do stuff when, you know, lives are literally on the line. And so for me to move from the left brain of my career and what I did in life and how I saw myself to the right hemisphere of being the inspirer, being a spiritualist, being a psychic, being a spiritual medium, that didn't happen overnight. And that, you know, that transformation takes place through mentorship, online development, workshops, webinars, going to classes. I'm a British trained medium and I've been going to England for the last 5 years, literally studying at a college called the Arthur Findlay College, just north of London. I've also studied at the Omega Institute. I've also studied at the Berkeley Psychic Institute. I've had amazing mentors and colleagues that have really pushed me to find that diamond within. And now as a teacher, the student becomes a teacher. And when the student is ready, the teacher appears. I find that to be very true. I find that, you know, through that process of transformation over time and patience is very important because when you want to find that diamond within, you have to have a little pressure. No pressure, no diamond. And it's through that pressure, mentorship, being challenged, pushing yourself, the awakening process, the awakening man is where that diamond is discovered. And it's free will and choice, you guys. You can choose to do this and move into that just like I did to figure out what the inspire is, what it even looks like. I had no idea what it looked like. And through that pressure, that applied pressure, that self-pressure, pressure from others, I turned that piece of charcoal, what Mark Lanehart was back 20 years ago, to what the intuitive prospector is today, to find my diamond and to connect to all of you through this podcast, through this live radio show. So when we come back from our one and only break this hour, we're going to be talking about natural law, man's law, the awakened man versus the wounded man, and just want to share some more awakening tips for you. So again, this is Inspired Living Radio here on the Om Times Radio Network. We'll be back here in 2 minutes. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Edge of Conscious Radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. I am your host today, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. I'm having a discussion about the awakening man, the awakening process, what that looks like. So I want to say thank you so much for joining me today on this live broadcast. And again, if you missed the live broadcast, you can always catch the podcast over on Om Times Radio Archives, marklanehart.com. SoundCloud, Podbean, YouTube, iTunes, lovefirst.info. We're out there streaming over 160-plus shows over the last four seasons, so make sure to catch all of our past Encore shows because we've had some amazing guests and some amazing topics. So today, I'm talking about the Awakening Man. I'm kind of sharing my personal journey with you, to be honest with you, how Mark the Caterpillar went through a lot of tragedies and transformations and triumphs to become the butterfly, or what people would know me as today, is the intuitive prospector, helping you spiritually prospect for your own spiritual goal and find that joy and happiness that's within and to celebrate life. Life is very fragile, and one of the things that you must be willing to let go of who you have been to become, you must be willing to let go of who you have been to become who you were meant to be. And for me, you know, from letting go of the past is always a very big, important thing, because if you can't let go of the past, then, you know, it's going to be really hard to move into that authentic self and that, you know, could drag that suitcase of your past behind you. And I always remind people that the past is not real. You can't go back and change the past. Now, your memories can create the past if you want. But you can't go back and change that. It's not measurable. You may be measurable by pictures, but energy-wise, maybe your memories. It's a facade. It's not something that is with you in the magic of the moment, what we're celebrating right now, being in the moment. And the future is very much the same thing. The future is your imagination for what you think the future is going to look like. And you can start planting seeds for today on a future you want tomorrow, but there is never guarantees. And I say this as I hear an ambulance in the background going by. Somebody's obviously having a bad day. I know this from being called other people's tragedies as a first responder, that there are no guarantees for tomorrow. And what you want to do is make the time today, or like I like to say, carpe diem the crap out of today and seize that day, because you must be willing to let go of who you've been to become who you were meant to be. So I hope that that inspires you. I hope that that starts to plant a seed for the journey that's coming for you. And whether you're at the caterpillar stage, whether you're at the cocoon phase, or whether you're at the butterfly phase, it's all about perspectives, and it's all about how do you respond to issues that, you know, come across your path. And we'll be talking, I'm going to be sharing an exercise with you here, real quick here. But I want to talk about some natural laws versus man's laws. And as a man, we're taught to be, you know, strong and not vulnerable. Vulnerability is weakness. And a lot of things that I was raised with or told about, you know, I grew up with not having a father around, so I didn't have that masculine, that divine masculine energy. I was raised by a lot of divine feminine, my grandma, my mom, my aunts. And I didn't really understand the divine masculine energy. And it was only later in life that I started to realize that what I've been told and what I've been taught and what I've learned is actually not something that's accurate. You know, natural law is based on principle and truth. It's inherent to creation. It harmonizes with due to knowledge and understanding. It's, you know, in under natural law, universal. It exists and applies anywhere in the universe, regardless of its location. Natural law is internal. It exists and applies for as long as the universe exists and cannot be changed. But then we apply man's law to this, and it's based on dogmatic beliefs, constructs of the mind, if you will, dogmas that, you know, that dogma of leading you, if you're not a good person, you're going to go to hell. And for me, raised, you know, Catholic, I was raised, you know, in order to stay in line, that if I didn't do that, I was going to go to this place of burning. And for me, later in life, that didn't make sense because, you know, it's fear-based, and that's a dogma. And a lot of religions, you know, do this around the world. I say that the one religion for everybody is love and connection. And whether you, wherever you're listening to around the world, that religion is one song on the record of love, because it's really all the same record. It's just different songs based on how you were raised and based on what part of the world you are in. So I'm in the Western Hemisphere, so we have a lot of Catholicism, a lot of Christianity. But if you were to go other parts of the world, you may be a Buddhist, you may be a Hindu, Judaism. It just really depends on where you're raised. But anytime you get into dogmatic beliefs, and this is what I would call man's law, you start to get into constructs of the mind, and they're compiled with fear or punishment. So if I'm not good, I'm going to go to hell. And, you know, there's really no place in the Bible that talks about a burning and brimstone kind of place. It's more of a just an isolated, lonely, silent place from my understandings and my studies. But it also differs with the locations based on the whim of whoever your legislators are or whoever your leaders are. They call that relativism, if I can say that correctly, try to roll that off my tongue. But it differs based on where you're at in the world. And when you have natural law, there is no location. You know, the universe applies globally. And just a reminder, we're in a 2019 year, and in numerology, this is a 3-year. This is a universal year, guys. I know we only have 6 months left in the rest of this year, but stand by for some, as we used to say in the Coast Guard, stand by for some heavy swells, because in the next few months, we're going to be having more universal impacts as we move into 2020. And, you know, with man's law, it changes with time. Again, it comes back to based on the whim of legislators, you know, based on histories told by those who are in charge or who win wars, right? And so you get into this what I call the spiritual struggle of natural law versus man's law. You know, is it based on principles and truth, or is it based on dogmatic beliefs, and who is saying that? You know, when people tell me, you know, I've been told a few times that as a medium, what I mean by mediumship is connecting to those that are no longer here but did live once on the planet and having a voice for the voiceless. I was told that not every medium or not every psychic is a medium, but all mediums are psychic. And I would say, well, who's they? Where does that concept come from? Are there actual studies that show that? Is there science behind that? And a lot of times people just say, well, that's what my teacher told me. And I always teach differently to say, you know what, if you start to explore and discover through mind, body, and spirit for your own spiritual goal, I believe that natural law, not man's law, is capable of meeting you halfway. The spirit world is meeting you halfway and helping you to connect if you want to be a medium, if you want to be a psychic, or if you just want to understand the language of your soul, which is called intuition. And you start to have this intuition acknowledgement because you start to awakening. That awakening process starts to take place. And again, the path of awakening is not about becoming who you are. Rather, it is about unbecoming who you are not. And as an awakened man, because this is a part one of a two-part series I'm going to be doing, I'll be back on the air next week doing part two of The Awakened Man, because I can't get it all in 1 hour. There's a lot of information to go over. But one of the things for the listeners out there, specifically the guys today, is what the awakened man starts to look like. The awakened man doesn't fear vulnerability. Actually, I say that vulnerability is a strength. The awakened man lives in his heart, not in his mind. The awakened man embraces his feelings. I was actually, as a young boy, I was actually raised not to embrace my feelings, to tuck that away. Don't show emotion. You started to get into the animal kingdom, and the animals will not show emotion because it's a sign of weakness that they'll be attacked by their prey. But we're not in the animal kingdom. We are humans. We are conscious. We think, therefore we are. And it's okay to embrace your feeling. One of my favorite inspirers, this is talking about inspirers, is Charlie Chaplin. And I love Charlie Chaplin because he had the ability to make people laugh as a silent movie star, and he said no words. So he had the ability back in his day to communicate without words, through motions, through actions. And he always, he always said that we think too much and we feel too little, and that's Charlie Chaplin. And so for the awakened man, and something, I've been working on the last, I'd say probably decade of, moving through that cocoon phase and having those, finally those butterfly wings pop out a little bit, is to embrace your feelings, to have emotion, to acknowledge your feelings, to communicate clearly, to seek understanding, not only of yourself, but others, to have a different perspective. Just because you don't agree with somebody, that doesn't mean that you don't have to like them or don't have to be around them or hate them because they're in another tribe or they're on another team. And in today's society, in this chaotic, divisive, tribal society that we find ourselves, we're seeing a lot of that. And you don't have to move into that energy, into that emotion, into that feeling. It's literally, a lot of just not understanding yourself and not understanding others. I was listening to Megan Rapinoe, who is a local hero here in Seattle. She actually plays for the soccer team Reign FC, and she just was on CNN and all the major channels, all the media outlets, talking about the World Cup and what women have accomplished. I mean, back-to-back World Cups on a world scale. And some of the messages are not just about the soccer, but about equality, about equal pay, about having a conversation that we are all together on this planet, and moving into a consciousness of coming together through community and being respectful of other people's viewpoints without having to be divisive and tribal about it. And part of the awakened man, and this is for you guys out there, we need to really move into the awakened man, because a lot of our legislators that I was just talking about, the man's law, that's why they call it man's law, because it tends to be men, and we need to change that. We need to move into communicating clearly. We need to work in being kind, caring, and compassionate. Our words, more honey versus vinegar. And I always tell people, don't mistake my kindness for weakness either, but I'm going to meet you halfway and try to get a perspective, because as the awakened man, that's what he seeks to do. He seeks to understand himself and others. The awakened man also honors both the feminine and the masculine energy, because you have both, guys. I hate to break this to you. If you didn't know that, you do have some feminine qualities about you, just like women have some man qualities, testosterone, estrogen from a science standpoint, from a metaphysical standpoint, and it's okay to honor both the divine feminine and the divine masculine and see where you fall in that, you know, that awakened man process. I've also found that the awakened man takes responsibilities for his actions. Now, the other side of this is the wounded man. So you have the awakened man and you have the wounded man. And when you start to move into man's law or the wounded man, you think that vulnerability is a weakness. I was actually taught that at the learned behavior that I had to unlearn from an early childhood. You live in your head. Men that find themselves living in their head versus their heart is the wounded man, not the awakened man. So I would really challenge you, and you can do this just by taking a nice deep breath in through your nose, put your hand on your heart, something I have to do because I find myself in my head space a lot, and move my thoughts down from my mind into my heart. And by putting my hand on my heart, it just acknowledges that I'm connecting through my heart. And I'm, you know, I'm working on, you know, connection through the heart versus my mind, because I don't need to believe every thought that's going through my head. And there's about 50 to 60,000 thoughts in a day, in one day. That's a lot of thought, one thought at a time. That's a lot of energy. That is a lot of thinking, and the wounded man will find himself in his head. The wounded man tends to numb himself, whether it's through power, whether through money, whether through porn, whether through narcissism, whether through gaslighting. These are all concepts of what a wounded man does, not an awakened man. The wounded man seeks to control and dominate others. I'm seeing it currently in society. I saw it in the military. I served 8 years in the Coast Guard, and there was a lot of control. There was a lot of dominating others. There was taking orders from a person that maybe you didn't like or respect, but you still did it anyways because it was for the benefit of the organization, the environment, or saving a life. You don't have time to argue in a moment of emergency. The wounded man will repress his anger and his trauma. And this one really jumped out at me when I was teaching this workshop last month, how I repressed my own anger and I actually tucked away my own trauma. I was strong. I didn't need to address my trauma of going through 5 murder trials for my younger brother who was murdered execution style. He was shot 5 times execution style. And then tucking away the trauma of watching my brother in his brain cancer leave this world to move into the etheric world. And he's still very – they're both very much around me, but just in a different way. But to leave his children behind and to be in a nursing home at the age of 35, I repressed that, and there was a lot of anger. There was a few conversations with my – you know, concept of what God is, and it wasn't a very great conversation. I won't announce it here on the air because I think Chris would be probably bleeping me out a few times if I addressed that conversation. But it was a repression of my anger and my trauma, and then watching my father-in-law at the age of 47, which that is my age currently. I'm 47 years around the sun. He was 47 when he passed into spirit from multiple sclerosis, a horrible, horrible disease. And through all of that, through that repression of anger and trauma, I found myself being the victim. I found myself being the wounded man. And then finally, I had to pull myself up by my bootstraps and address my own repression, my own anger, things that have happened in my early childhood, things that I had to go through with my brothers and my father-in-law, even my own father who passed from throat cancer and not being able to connect with him to say goodbye. Repressing that anger and trauma, guys, only depletes yourself. It only causes it causes disease, and what I mean by that is dis-ease, and it's going to impact your health, it's going to impact your mental clarity, it's going to impact your physicality, it's going to impact your career, your relationships. So as a wounded man, I decided no longer. I wanted to be the awakened man. I didn't want to be the wounded man anymore, and address that, yeah, I probably did have PTSD and be okay saying that. And we're going to actually be having an upcoming show here in the next few weeks talking about veterans, talking about PTSD, because I can tell you that the suicide rates now, right now, guys, for veterans, both active military and not, and those that are either retired or have served like myself, the suicide rates are astronomical. There, you know, there's definitely something that's taking place that we can measure and look at from a trending standpoint to say something's wrong with society. We're not awakening. We're not taking care of our veterans like we should. And there is a lot of anger and trauma and repression that's happening within our veteran culture. And on top of that, for the wounded man, we then try to justify everything. it's like me trying to justify everything that happened and not show the vulnerability, not address and repress, and not receive and perceive what had happened to me as a way to grow and learn and transform, but try to justify why I'm so angry. And that's when you are, that's when you realize if everything I just said, if any of those resonate with you, you find yourself living in the wounded man category under man's law. And the awakened man starts to move into the natural laws, the universe, the community, the connection, the love, embraces his feelings, communicates clearly, and seeks to understand himself and others. You know, just kind of reflecting on the masculine within versus my own feminine within. And there's a practitioner that I work with, Rick Gage, and he's just he's a man full of just love and support and knowledge and wisdom. And I always say education leads us to knowledge. Knowledge leads us to wisdom. And eventually, for all of us, wisdom will get us to that enlightened phase. And he had shared something with me last month, and I want to kind of share that with you guys because I think it's very important that the masculine within, my masculine within is the container for energy, and it may be solid or it may be space. But with the feminine in within me, the energy is always in motion and flow. For the masculine within, it's based on rock and space, whereas the feminine energy is based on water and fire. The masculine within, on what that different, you know, what does it mean to be that feminine energy and that masculine energy that I was talking about, is the masculine within, my masculine within, guards the borders. It discerns the borders. It's that authoritarian type of, you know, DNA that goes back millions of years of being the hunter and gatherer. Whereas the feminine within is connected to everything. It feels deeply the interconnectedness. It's about life. It's about honoring life. Where the masculine within holds the context for the present moment. We're usually aware of time. Think about you guys out there always looking at your watch and always, you know, very disciplined on being on time. I've had to work on that myself because I'm kind of always going with the flow and, oh, yeah, I guess I need to get there. I'm a few minutes late. But, you know, the masculine within is always aware of time, always knows where it's going, including directions. Like, you know, there's that old adage that comes to mind that you don't need a guy doesn't need a map. He doesn't need to ask for direction because he just knows where he's going, where, you know, the feminine within holds the deeper truth of the moment. It's that magic in the moment that I was talking about earlier. It's what's beneath the surface. It's the feminine within is this person truthful? Can they be trusted? And a lot for the masculine within is all about, you know, want to get up above everything to see what's coming, get that higher vantage point, where is the feminine within is all about constantly checking on everyone to make sure it's still safe. So you start to see the two energies, and I call it the spiritual struggle. It's part of the awakened process. It's the awakened man versus the wounded man. It's natural law versus man's law. And you'll find that this struggle will be ongoing in your spiritual journey, whether you accept it or not accept it. It's always free will and choice for you to choose. But with the masculine within, we our deepest desire is a lot of freedom and perspective for men, where the feminine within me is more about connection and love. And so trying to find that balance, and like I said, take your Myers-Briggs profile, take a profile, a DISC assessment, and see, answer the questions openly, honestly, and see where you fall. You get a good blueprint of who your authentic self is, who you truly are. The masculine within me is all about linear logic. Like I said, I'm very critical thinking and logical thinking, root cause analysis, focused. Where the feminine within me is more hyper aware. It's nonlinear. It's unbounded. The masculine within wants to deliver a result, get to completion. I've learned being married for almost 25 years now. I don't need to fix my wife. I don't need to fix her problems. I just need to listen. But that's the man in this. The man wants to try to fix. We want to try to get a result of something. Whereas the feminine with me and honoring that feminine within me wants to stay in the creative flow and nurture relationships. So how can I best serve my relationships, my wife, my family? What kind of relationships do I have with them? And are they relationships? By not having a relationship, is that actually better and more self-serving to your higher self, your authentic self, and your state of mind? Do you want peace or do you want to be right? It's always that, you know, that spiritual struggle. And then, of course, the masculine within thrives on respect and trust. And we see that right now, guys, in our society, people commanding respect and trust. You know, I always like what Ronald Reagan would say is, you know, trust but verify. And I think that that goes a long way. You can trust people, but you can also verify where the feminine within thrives on adoration and love. So again, that's just kind of some aspects of nature's law, man's law, the awakened man, the wounded man, the masculine within versus the feminine within. So those are just a few things to help you in part one of this series. Like I said, the hour goes by so quick, and we did get a little bit of a late start. So I'll be back next week with part two of The Awakened Man. But I'll be talking about the ego versus the soul. I'll continue to talk about some of the things that the awakened man is versus what he is not. I think for the sake of time, I'll do my exercise next week with you, where this will give you the opportunity to think about your 110-year-old self. And if there was a time machine, it's a Harvard study that I was going to share with you. But we'll do that next week. I think that'll be good for part two, to have a conversation, if you could, with your 110-year-old self, if it could come back from the future right now and sit and tell you, what would your older self tell you, or younger self, or your current self? As far as The Awakened Man, there's a few books out there. One that really helped me was his name's Jeff Brown. He's an author, filmmaker, a grounded spiritualist. That's what I like about him. He's written a book called Ascending with Both Feet on the Ground, Soul Shaping. And I don't know how I came across Jeff Brown. Who knows? Maybe we'll have him on the radio show. I'm always about visualizing and manifesting. I didn't think about that until right now. Maybe we have him on Inspired Living Radio to further have this further conversation about the awakened man. What's the portrait of possibility for humankind, as he likes to say. But for me, today's message is really about the awakening man moves from the inside out. We're not going to find it. And I share this with my development group. I have a weekly development group online called Spiritual Development Group, SDG. And I always remind them to pay attention not only to their external environments, but know that the answers don't come from the outside. They come from the inside. So I would, I'd recommend some sort of meditation. If you don't daily meditate as you start the awakening process, it will help with sanity and clarity and staying grounded. Meditation has a lot of different viewpoints. It doesn't have to be sitting in a certain pose and certain clothing. It can be walking the dog, being out in the garden, hugging a tree, just breathing, focusing on something outside of your window. There's a lot of different meditations. I always recommend Insight Timer we have technology all around us. There's a lot of great stuff on YouTube. But find a way to take the time to disconnect so that you have the time to reconnect. And you can do that through the power of meditation, through exercise, good rest. I do Qigong in the morning, Tai Chi, yoga, karate. There's a lot of different modalities that can really help you get in tune with your higher self and your authentic self. But again, the awakening man moves from the inside out. The awakening man seeks wholeness, inner expansion, and wisdom as he prospects and develops his inner geography. The awakening man does not adapt the inner personality to meet the needs and wants of the crowd while continuously and courageously working on his emotional process. The awakening man is not externally derived. He is strong yet flexible like bamboo. That's a Qigong exercise that we do. Flexible like bamboo, moving through life with passion, purpose, and plans to discover his higher self and his authentically sourced self. And with that, the awakening man seeks congruity and balance between his inner life of thoughts and manifestations while realizing and accepting his outer reality and not being satisfied with a divided way of being. That's part one of the Awakened Man series. I'll be back next week for part two. You've been listening to Inspired Living Radio here on the Own Times Radio Network. Have a great rest of your week. Until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.